Time for our weekly chat with Flo Tesh, your first lady of the Aegean sports scene, delighting viewers on KEZI-TV, channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity system, KEZI.com online, on Twitter, at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, happy scorching Friday. How are things?
Dave, I am great. I know I told you this morning that I had some more dental work done, and good news, the numbness has gone away, so I'm able to talk. This is a big pro for me right now.
All right, so we don't have to worry about us joining the ranks of the anti-dentites, and we can get on with our talk.
Yeah, exactly. No Kramer moments for me.
Okay. So you posted a video on YouTube. It looks like a week ago, you had a football, flip-flops on, a Sanipac blue recycling bin maybe 15, 20 yards away, and you throw an arching pass right into it. Full disclosure, was that your first try or after many?
Not my first try. Ironically, I was a lot better with the camera off of me, and then once we decided to film it, it took a couple of tries. But no, you know, just getting back into that football rhythm in case anyone needs a backup quarterback, third-string quarterback, I'm your girl.
Well, that's great, because I don't recall many local media members keeping warmed up in case Herbert went down, but I'm sure Coach Tags is thrilled to know you're ready. One of the more interesting developments this first week is who's getting switched around from spot to spot. Brendan Schooler, one of the bright spots in last year's defensive nightmare. So what did he have to say about, I guess he also threw in kind of a clever catchphrase, and, you know, the fact that he's no longer a DB but a wide receiver.
Yeah, you know, Schooler moved over to receiver, and obviously that's a big point of they're lacking depth there, and obviously we know why with Carrington out of the program. But Schooler played wide receiver for 3 years in high school, so it's not, you know, the position's not brand new to him. He's not having to relearn things. It's just very different. Obviously now his high school is obviously different than playing at the collegiate level. You know, and yeah, he says iron sharpens iron as he goes up against his fellow/former DBs as well. Has to be pretty fun to go up against guys that, you know, he's worked out with in the past. But, you know, he's looked good out there. You know, Taggart really complimented his ball skills and his strong hands, and knows that he can be a valuable addition back there.
Also that post you had on Twitter after Schooler spoke, Tyree Robinson offered his thoughts. We got some one-on-one time with him on Media Day. You know, there's that search for leaders. Would it be safe to say that, considering he's had the most experience, played the most snaps last year, he seems willing to kind of be that voice for the defense?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Tyree's always had that leadership, you know, kind of MO about him. He's always been great for the DBs in the secondary, and you know, actually, one of the reasons why Schooler was able to change over to receivers, because for the first time, there's veterans at DB. There's, you know, the secondary is all of a sudden experienced, which is so weird if you look back, you know, year or 2 years ago. But no, I mean, he's been great. Defense, you know, I had a chance to talk with Jalen Jones today, and he said that, you know, even though it's way too early, it's the first week of fall camp, but he's been surprised at how the defense is actually making plays, that they're flying around to the ball and they're making big plays that they weren't able to see in the past.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers, KEZI Sports. We knew, you mentioned earlier, the departure of Darren Carrington, so the only guy coming back with more than two catches was Charles Nelson. Coach Taggart on Media Day said, don't be surprised if a player like Taj Griffin fit into that mix. What did he have to say about getting out there, coming off an injury, and also making a switch?
Yeah, he's been going over to slot, which, you know, makes sense. Taggart said that he wants to showcase the talent the team has in the best way possible. And he said he was going to get creative. So, you know, it's not too big of a jump to have him out there. And, you know, like I said, receiver is such an area where if you look at the guys, besides Charles Nelson, you had two guys that were still on the roster that actually had catches in a game. And one was 1 yard for, you know, one reception for 8 yards, and like two receptions for, you know, maybe a little over 10, like 12 yards or something like that. So obviously, you know, if you never want to look at injuries, and today Taggart said that, you know, looking at injuries actually handicaps you more than anything. But if something were to happen to Charles, I mean, there is no experience at receiver, which is crazy to think because Herbert has been able to develop so well. And, you know, Tiger, you know, you have Taj out there now, but, you know, Tiger's really excited about that Herbert to Schooler connection to see how that works this year.
Are you outside right now?
I am.
Oh, my God. So you're braving the equator-like weather just to do our segment. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it, but more
important. You know what, Steve? Our studio is like 60 degrees inside. It is freezing. our chief meteorologist, Marissa Walden, has been sporting a Snuggie the past few days. It is so cold inside. So getting outside for a couple minutes, this is a nice little reprieve.
That's hysterical. By the way, I've always wondered about this. As the meteorologist, when she gives news like it's going to be 109, be it on Twitter or on the website, do people like contact her and be like, it's enough of this. When are you going to give us some good news?
Yeah. You know, I think people confuse her a lot with God. You know, a lot of times people are saying, you know, why can't you change the weather? Why can't you do this? And jokingly, we like to say that as well. But, you know, it's crazy. Think, you know, we were able to reach records yesterday. And, you know, this time of year and, you know, even when you're able to have, you know, some I can't say this right now.
Anonymous?
Steve. I don't think
anomaly?
You know what, Steve? When you have something that's out of the that's strange, that is out of the ordinary.
There you go.
There we go. I told you the numbness hasn't worn quite off yet. But when you have something out of the ordinary, for meteorologists, it's, you know, like the coolest thing ever. It's Christmas Day all over for them. So, you know, it's interesting to see how excited, you know, they and Marissa get over some weather patterns and, you know, their forecast. But, yeah, I mean, with this hot weather, it was really crazy to see the impact it's had on the Willamette Valley.
Well, also the thought of somebody wearing a Snuggie in this weather is criminally insane. let's get back to football. You were there after practice this week coaching with talking with Willie Taggart. We know it's early, but with their tempo, rotation, come the need for depth and guys who can keep up. What did Coach Tagg say about, I guess, his first impressions about the condition his guys are in?
Oh, yeah. He's been blown away with the condition his guys are in, which I think just speaks to the fact that this team was able to hit it hard in the weight room. And, you know, going into last season, I remember talking with Doug Brenner, and he said it is the hardest he's ever seen his teammates work in the off season. This year, during media days, I asked him, this is what you said last year. How did it compare to this year? And he kind of shook his head and laughed. He said, last year was nothing compared to this season. I mean, these guys really did a great job in the off season, and it's because they have so many other factors, and this program has been re-energized, and they all spoke to that. And something that I've mentioned before, but Taggart and, you know, the entire training staff, they had all of their losses from last season written on a board, highlights playing in the weight room. So as Doug Brenner says, when you're going on your fifth sets of squat and you need some motivation, you just look up and see Washington dropping 70 points on you at Austin. You're able to get through anything. So this team is playing really well right now because of all the hard work they put into the offseason.
Couple final thoughts for Kristen Rogers at KEZI Sports. Mario Cristobal, the new line coach, co-offensive coordinator, and we know that seems to be a position of depth on the team. What did he have to say maybe about a preference for sticking with his starters versus how he'll use a rotation?
Yeah, I mean, I first of all think that we should just talk about the fact that this offensive line has a lot of depth this season. And it's, you know, it's really funny looking back, and I know this happens with every program, but you look back, you know, 2-3 years ago, and there wasn't a lot of depth. Even last year, when you saw Tyrell Crosby go down, and you had all of these freshmen and sophomores stepping up, there was no depth. Now they have depth, and now they have the ability to, you know, switch people in and out, and that's what we've seen a lot of practice. And you know, I think that just adds more depth. And, you know, as Schooler and pretty much everyone on the team says, iron sharpens iron. So if you can continue to go against each other and, you know, continue to get better each day, it's just going to make you better when the season rolls around. And that's what we're seeing out of the O-line right now.
All right. So beyond trying to survive this Africa-like heat, what can we expect to see from Kristen and Mike and that KEZI sports team this first weekend of August?
Yeah, you know, football is really back in a big way. Ducks are off on Saturday, Sundays. They're off on the weekends. Beavers are in Bend today, and then they're coming back as well. And then, you know, we have our game day special coming up in just a few weeks. So working on some fun things, hopefully something Pepsi related. Stay tuned for that. So we'll see what's coming your way.
All right. Always a pleasure. Catch her work on channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity, KEZI.com on Twitter. It's at Kristen E. Rogers. You stay cool. Always a pleasure catching up, and enjoy your weekend, KR.
You too, Steve.
Take it easy.